This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
So, and then they went on to talk about how it's difficult to reconcile the bad behavior of people that you love. I mean, they've worked with him for a long time. And it is tough. And it, for most of us, we're hearing about more famous people, so it's not like we have to worry that we, you know, that our friendship will be compromised in some way, but it's, you have to separate, or you don't have to separate, the art from the artist. The one that really got me, I think, was probably Louis C.K. Like, I think that guy's incredibly talented. I loved his stand-up, I loved his shows, and to hear that, it's hard to maybe it was Cosby. Because when I think about how much I love Bill Cosby my whole life.
That cut deep, yeah.
I mean, that was sort of pre all this stuff, but he's certainly no less an offender.
Bless you.
God bless you. More, if anything. So I can, you know, to imagine that you heard that about one of your coworkers and you have to come in and that you just find out that morning they're not going to be there. Yeah. Like, that had to be incredibly difficult for them.
I wonder what they knew.
Right.
It'd be hard to... I realize... You show up and you do your job and you leave. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's the life they lead. But it's hard for me to believe no one there, including his partner, mm-hmm. had any idea.
Well, they do say that he had multiple affairs. And this is hearsay. I don't know this for sure. But he'd had affairs with other coworkers, all of which seemed to be consensual.
When this came up, The thing that I thought of was Anne Curry, and the first thing I thought is, I wonder what we're going to hear from her.
We'll probably hear from her as
this is making the news, because it was really hard to watch that exit, and he took all the heat for it, and even texters have written in that he had to go on a PR tour to fix his rep. Because of the way it came off about her leaving the show and that he'd been the one to get rid of her. And he didn't even treat her very well on air as that exit was happening. So I don't know if that's going to play a role in this. But I never watch that guy.
Right.
And I think he's a dick.
Yeah.
I never see him. And I don't even care about dudes and what they do. Like, no, I don't mean about what they do to women. But just his behavior. So he's... hostile, or, you know, like David Letterman came off a little sort of detached and kind of hostile, or I don't know.
I know what you mean.
And I almost like that about him. So it depends on what a person does. I don't always think that people have to be friendly in their delivery of stuff, I guess, is my point.
Right.
Well, at one point, he was the most liked man for America.
Right.
And everyone loved Matt Lauer. Yeah, everyone loved him.
He was just, I always thought that he was a little bit pompous, and I just felt like his ego really showed through.
It did.
And it was mostly, you know, because again, like, the Today Show's on while we're on the air. So we're not sitting and watching that. I know you have it on mm-hmm. sometimes in there. So I would see like his town hall stuff that he would do with politicians, or you'd see clips from the big interviews that happened. Mm-hmm. And it always seemed, I guess maybe in retrospect, I'm thinking this stuff now that I'm hearing this. But I'll tell you something. You don't fire Matt Lauer for no reason. Like, clearly there's some real that went down here. And I agree with you. How could this be the first incident? And if it's not, how could his coworkers be completely unaware of it?
I guess maybe in their defense, they probably feel like, great, now we got to go out there and cover for this guy. But maybe their thought is get through this break and get on with it, because now we don't have to deal with that anymore. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what's going on. I don't know.
Maybe.
But I guess going back to what I was saying, maybe it's that New York thing that I catch from Matt Lauer. Maybe it's just that New York City market number one sort of, and you called it ego. Maybe that's what I'm getting from the guy. I don't necessarily think I've ever seen him well, for lack of a better way of putting it, be a dick. Mm-hmm. But he did. It did. The Ann Curry thing came off terribly.
It was terrible. I agree. Maybe that's when I started to sort of have feelings like, oh, that guy's not as nice as he comes off being. It'll be interesting to hear if she comments on this at all. I wonder if she will have input into this or if this will just be a chance for her to, you know, vent some of the, I'm sure, lingering bad feelings.
I told you so.
Savannah and Hoda Kotb hosting the Today Show this morning both shared their shock, saying they just found out moments before going on the air. In the memo, this NBC News chairman, Andy Lack, added this was the first complaint reported to NBC about Matt Lauer, but they were, quote, also presented with reason to believe this may not have been an isolated incident. So
415 says, it's about time Matt Lauer got fired. It's been a well-known fact of bullying and sexual harassment if you wanted to work on his show. I don't
not
know,
well known
but that's
to me,
just
but
a texter.
Okay.
I don't know.
The allegation that's flying around is that this was a staffer who accompanied him to the Rio Olympics. This is not being verified by any outlet that I consider to be reliable. We heard it first out of Page Six, but they're saying an NBC staffer came forward with a claim that Matt sexually assaulted her at the Olympics. Mm. So, and I'm just reporting that with the caveat that it's, you know, out of Page Six, which is a total tabloid. Katie Couric straight up said Matt Lauer pinched her on the ass a lot during their 9-year run on the Today Show. She was on Watch What Happens Live, the Andy Cohen show, back in 2012. And he said, what is Matt Lauer's most annoying habit? And she said that basically he pinched her ass all the time. And it was annoying. And nobody even ever mentioned it or gave it a second thought.
Weird.
That was a comment that came and went in today's climate. I don't think it would have. But she, let's see, talked about his ass pinching in 2012. NBC didn't bat an eye. I guess she said it kind of jokingly, like, ha, ha, ha. This is the thing that annoys me most. Matt was fired for inappropriate sexual behavior in an announcement this morning, and the investigation's been going on for weeks, according to this story. And the New York Times and other media outlets were working on a story about Lauer. So there's the latest.
Hey, I missed what Vinny said. What did the texter say about working on the show with Matt?
It was well known that he was a bully. And
bullying and sexual harassment if you wanted to work on his show.
Oh, wow.
Someone else wrote, let me see if I can find it.
And the sad thing is that people will put themselves through amazing things to further their careers. And
yep.
For sure. Good morning, guys. Excuse me. Have you heard the breaking news about Matt Lauer? He's been fired for inappropriate conduct towards a staffer. I'm a woman and I'm in shock. Haven't cared much about the other perpetrators in the sexual harassment stories, but this story does bother me. Mm. Someone else wrote, they also immediately, hold on, let's see if I can find it. I can't. Oh, here it is. Thanks, Vinny. First thing I thought of this morning when I read about Matt Lauer was Ann Curry and his awful treatment of her. Hope she comes back and tops today. Hmm. I doubt that because there's other people there now, but she may have a story to tell.
I'd love to hear it. I can't imagine that she doesn't. Frankly, even if it's not sexual misconduct, I would, you know, I'd be amazed if she doesn't come forward and say something. Seems like it was a pretty toxic environment for her anyway. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on. Mariah Carey and James Packer.
Who?
Mariah Carey and James Packer. James Packer's the billionaire she almost married 2 years ago.
Oh, all right. What about it?
So, if you recall, something happened on his yacht. I don't know what, Vin, but something happened on his yacht about 2 years ago, and that was the beginning of the end for them. She has alluded to it being he did something to an assistant of hers, and by that, I don't know, threw her overboard, molested her. I have no idea. Just something happened between him and her assistant. Her assistant's a female.
Okay.
So they broke up, and she said, I'm going to be keeping this ring, and you're paying me $50 million.
Yeah.
And he went, what now? Why would I pay you $50 million? And she said, I had to move. Cost a lot of money for Mariah Carey to move. I got a lot of things. Crystal butterflies, gold records.
It sounds ridiculous to me, but maybe you're about to tell me a good reason why.
No. Good Lord, no, Vinny. I'm not going to tell you a good reason why. I am with the bulk of us when a boyfriend and girlfriend or even fiancés break up. That's you've decided not to marry and you go your separate ways.
Yeah, the thing that bothers me about that whole thing is then don't go.
Right.
Don't go. If it's going to put you out so badly and you're not taking, you know,
your $50 million move.
You take a leap on love and then sometimes it just doesn't work out.
Right.
And there's that. Mm-hmm. That's life. Mariah.
Well, she did get, they say, somewhere between $5 and $10 million. He did
from him?
Wind up having to pay her.
Wow.
Not the $50 million. And he's a billionaire. I mean, that's chump change to him.
It's still millions of dollars. Right. Come
it
on.
Is. But she also said she missed a lot of work because she was with him.
Yeah, she was with him.
So she can do her concerts,
right?
Sarah.
Oh, God.
She needs to make up that money.
A lot of money.
She's only worth $550 million.
Yeah, so she's poor.
You know, this is what bothers me. You make choices. You don't want to go on those dates. Don't go.
Yeah.
Just say, I've got concerts. Yeah. Fly out. You're a billionaire. Fly out. I got a backstage pass waiting for you.
Yeah.
I'll meet you at the show.
I'll give you all access.
Right.
Baby.
That's lame. That's weak.
Hey, did we hear she got gastric sleeve surgery?
She did admit to having some kind of surgery, and she lost some weight there
as well.
Is that right?
Well.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks ago. Was she ever that heavy?
She was getting
heavy.
She's
always been round, you know.
Well, curvy, but she's never been someone who was in, like...
No, I agree. I thought you had to be in a certain category to even get... But she's Mariah. She's got $550 million. She probably just says, I want that.
She's right. A thick chick. But when I watched
she's a
the...
thick chick.
When I watched her show that she had on for a couple episodes, she was
looking
thick.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure most of the
and
images
it was
funny we see her,
when the guys would try to lift her up. Oh. You know, because during
dancers,
her stage
yeah.
show. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just felt bad for them. It was so uncomfortable to watch.
Well, she'll be lighter now.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Oh, so is that
maybe she crushed a dancer and that was the final straw for her.
So wait,
she had to...
is the story she got the sleeve or is the story she got the $20 million or is...
As I'm reading this, I was remembering that I don't think I got to the story, but it was just a couple weeks ago. So we may be seeing some kind of difference in her rig, in her thick chick rig. Be interesting to see what happens with that. I love Mariah. I just find her fascinating. Anyway, they struck a deal. She is keeping the engagement ring.
Oh.
They say that that could be worth as much as $10 million, the engagement ring alone. It's a giant rock. Here's a picture of her. Of the ring. And so
why would you even want it?
Because you want it, I guess. I don't know. Just to be vindictive. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
But anyway, Mariah Carey and James Packer quietly entered into some kind of settlement agreement that puts an official end to their split. So it looks like it happened a couple months ago, and they're just getting word of it now.
She's cleaning house, too. She just fired her manager, her longtime manager.
Aren't they saying it's this Brian Tanaka dancer guy that's sort of taken over her life now? Didn't she just say he's her manager?
He is not her manager. He has another title. I can't remember exactly what it is, but she...
They're doing it, right?
She says she doesn't have sex before marriage. Hmm. She's always said that. But she just hired some other big name manager.
Oh, okay.
But they're saying Brian is spending her dough.
You have that audio of her... When she didn't know she was being recorded.
When she was singing, singing
just
her song
us.
At the...
What do we call that audio?
Isolated vocals.
Isolated, yeah.
I think you call that a revenge job is what you call that. That's someone at NBC who said, oh yeah?
You didn't bother to show up for the rehearsal? Here we go.
Take this.
And you're 5 hours late?
Yeah! Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much stuff.
Oh, my goodness. What happened to your mic?
Nothing.
Okay. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. 2 hour episode of Survivor tonight. In fact, I don't even think it's a 2 hour episode. I think it's two episodes back to back tonight.
Sure, you're sure we're getting real episodes and not some of that bunk like.
Hang on.
Let's take a look back.
I hate that. They're saying two new back to back episodes of Survivor.
All right.
Hold
great.
On. Let me see. Let me see. You make a good point.
I love this show, and they are actually having this is a decent season.
Yeah, I hope it's not one of those GD flashback extra scenes.
Hey, while we're on that, I don't know if we've started yet or not, no. But so Big Brother Celebrity is in January?
I believe so. I think it's a shortened version of the regular summer long one, and I have not yet seen any lists of celebrities.
How do we not have leaks of names that have said they're going to do this?
What is it again?
The Big Brother Celebrity Edition that's going to come.
Yeah, I haven't seen any stories on that recently.
Huh. All right.
Now, believe me, as soon as I hear any inkling, I'll let you know.
I just hope they do. Sometimes they pick the people that are actually kind of sadly pathetic, the celebrities that are just hanging on to
like
something
like Andy
celebrity.
Dick or something.
Yeah, or so, yeah. And it's that's not going to be fun to. I hope they get
couple
they cast
decent
it
celebrities,
well.
Right?
Well, it doesn't have to be. They're not going to get A stars, but not someone that's just
right, like a YouTube like, star from
what was that guy,
Oklahoma.
the Vern Troyer dude, the
Surreal Life.
Where he's on benders and wetting himself. Like, I don't...
No, it was great, Vinny.
I didn't watch that.
I used to love The Surreal Life, and actually, they had such, like, C and D list stars. That was actually part of the appeal of it for me.
What?
Like, because you sort of got to know these people. There were things I actually started to love them. Like, I love Corey Feldman because he was on that show. Like, he's such a damaged person. It was wonderful to watch.
I don't want to watch that.
I'm actually hoping they get Corey Feldman for Big Brother. I think it'd be
fantastic. Oh, come on.
Well, right, I'm just glad that they get the work.
Yes,
you know,
sure.
Like they need the money.
Right. All right, this part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health. This Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., Vinny, Bryn, and Hooman are going to be down in Los Gatos at the Bay Club. Yuzette and I, with Vaughn and Johnny Mosley, will be up at the Bay Club in Corte Madera, at the Bay Club Marin in the Town Center Mall. We're there from 6 to 9, and our hands are out for Tipping Point. We're trying to help everybody that's suffering after the North Bay fires. Find all the details at RadioAlice.com. We'd love to see you there.
Tipping Point is really the delivery system that the money will go through,
right.
But our hands are out for the North Bay fire victims.
Absolutely.
That's what this is about.
That's right. So join us if you can on Friday. If not, text Alice to 20222. That's a $25 donation. If you can't come by the broadcast on Friday, we'd love it if you'd help us out that way. If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction or mental health problems, Sovereign Health provides confidential treatment services and support to solve your problems. Call 888-383-CARE. Insurance accepted.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. That's our station's website. You'll love it.
We do.
Here's what's happening. San Francisco supervisors approved regulations over where to allow shops for recreational marijuana. If you're big into the doobie weed and you live here in the city, this has been an issue. Mm. They're not going to be ready to sell on New Year's Day.
Unless we can get some of this stuff hammered out.
So the rules are going to call for a 600-foot buffer zone between stores and schools. They say San Francisco will not be ready for sales on New Year's Day, but if the mayor signs this legislation quickly, you could be able to buy your doobie weed that first week of the new year.
Yeah, but don't worry. The existing dispensaries where you're getting your medical marijuana are still there, and you'll be able to get your weed. You'll figure it out.
There is, and maybe I'm saying this as a PSA. I don't know. I don't do any pot or any drugs at all.
I wish I did.
Because I have had problems with that. Mm. But the number of people I have heard that like the edible as a sleep.
Yeah.
As some kind of help for insomnia, it's shocking to me. And the number of people I've heard who say it and say, I wish I had this my whole life. Like things that went wrong in my life might be because I could never sleep, and now I can.
My addiction to NyQuil could be why.
Your addiction to NyQuil?
Well, I've pulled off.
Oh, you but, are. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I used to, you know, people try anything to get to sleep.
I know.
And you are such a pill when you haven't gotten enough sleep. I mean, it's, you know, nothing is good when you haven't gotten enough sleep.
But this was part of a, I've heard it from many people, but just a conversation I had yesterday, I was like, you too? This person was going, yeah, every night, man.
Yeah.
I actually am a daily pot user. And I was thinking, wow, that's quite the bold sort of revelation there, right. Announcement. And he was saying, yeah, it's at night.
The whole thing is 25 years too late.
What does he do? He takes a bite of something?
It's the little chocolates or the brownies?
He says he takes 10 milligrams of indica.
Oh, is it like a little dropper?
No, I think it's a bite of something.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I just, oh, man. If only when we were kids this had happened. I mean, by kids, I mean it legally allowed to, you know, partake.
Right.
You know. So like a 21-year-old right now is stoked.
Yeah.
I have no interest in this.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, I'm psyched for everyone, but I wish that I could. I just can't do it. Maybe I'll have to try it.
Well, that's sort of why I told that story. I mean, if you're someone who's on and off the Tylenol PMs,
right.
You know, or whatever it is you're up to, the NyQuil. Mm. Maybe this is a safe alternative. I don't know, but it'll be available for purchase here in the city, San Francisco, the first week of the new year. I guess San Jose's ready. They got it all hammered out.
San Jose.
They're ready. So if you want your stuff that first day, San Jose's the place. I saw this story on Facebook for the first time. It's worth telling.
All right.
A girl from Maryville, Tennessee named Bailey Sellers lost her dad, Michael, to pancreatic cancer 5 years ago. She was only 16. Before he died, he prepaid to have flowers sent to her every year on her birthday.
That's gotten sweet.
A bouquet and a note from him each of the last 4 years, and it happened again on her 21st birthday this month. This was the post I saw, and I was like, oh, man.
Heartbreaking. I mean, touching, but it's almost like, I don't want to be reminded, Dad.
No, she's actually saying in the thing that this is his last note. It starts out with him saying this is the last one because he doesn't want her to be sad for him anymore. He says he's in a better place and tells her to always stay true to herself and to live life to the fullest. So that's pretty neat. And since she tweeted the thing, it's just gone viral. It's everywhere. So she says she's always looked forward to it on her birthday. But at 21, that was her last one. Is that neat or is that too? That is an awful reminder. I didn't think of it that way.
I think it's fantastic.
It's very sweet.
Absolutely.
And I'm actually glad that he's not sending it to her for the rest of her life. Like, now this is the last one, and I want you to, you know,
go out into the world.
I love
productive.
It. I think it's really sweet.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, when you said it's a bad reminder, I thought, yeah, I guess it is.
Well, I didn't realize he was stopping. I would not want that 40 years after my dad died to be reminded once again of the pain and heartbreak of losing my father.
Right. Here's another dad story.
Okay.
This one's not quite as sad. A guy near Denver named Glenn Elvenhall was on his roof hanging Christmas lights last Friday when his 8-year-old son held the ladder.
Oh, no.
While his 8-year-old son held the ladder, in the middle of it, he realized that was kind of a bad idea. So he started to climb down, but the ladder slid out from under him.
Oh, God.
And he fell about 8 feet.
Oh.
He ended up with a broken leg and a dislocated ankle and needed 2 surgeries. He's also laid up for the holidays and won't be hanging that light job.
Right.
But the lights are up at his house now because after he got loaded into the ambulance, a bunch of firefighters stuck around and finished the job for him.
Yay!
Oh, that's really sweet.
Glenn's wife, Sandra, took a photo of the fireman named John Metzler hanging them. He used Glenn's ladder, but had an adult hold it instead of an 8-year-old.
Right.
And they say they did it to cheer up Glenn's kids and, you know, do Glenn a favor since he bit it.
Yeah. Get an adult or, you know, get a better ladder.
I actually had, this is total random, but I need to buy a ladder and went to buy one yesterday.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing going on with ladders. Did you know that?
No, what's the thing?
Well, they go by, they have different weights. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously they have different heights, but they have different weights. So,
like weight limits that you, you know, if you weigh 200 pounds, you have to get this one.
If you're a 300 pound ladder or whatever, it costs like $100 more than the 200 pound ladder.
Right. Well, they got to use more steel.
I guess.
Or whatever.
I don't know. There was a whole color coding and it was surprising.
What did you buy?
Yeah, I left without one, actually. Oh. And you know
too many choices.
You know what's interesting is normally I will, because I just want stuff off my damn list. You know, that's my sort of way. And I always buy crap that I don't need. Like the thing that I don't really need this, but this is the only way I'm going to get that one thing done. So I'll buy it, get it done. And then that thing will either get donated or sit there and rot. Truth is, though, this time I walked out and went, you know what? I'm going to go look online. And I ordered the right ladder instead of buying the one that was $100 more.
So what do you need the ladder for?
To get into the rafters and to hang a couple things for the Christmas holiday. Mm. On the house.
Yeah. I wonder if you should have talked to a couple neighbors. I'm sure that those, if the houses are similar heights and stuff, people borrow our ladders from time to time.
You guys got a bunch of ladders, do you?
We do have.
You want to bring
ladders.
One in for me? I can cancel my order. I need an 8-footer.
Oh, only an 8-footer?
Can you tie that to the roof of your toaster?
My little toaster I drive? Well, you're certainly welcome to borrow one, but that seems like it would be a bigger pain. I'm sure your neighbors have ladders in their garages. That's all I'm saying.
She doesn't want to bring it.
Way to back away from that question. Yeah. No, I ordered one.
Well, good. Will need one. Why?
I was actually proud of myself that I didn't buy the one that wasn't appropriate for what I needed, and it was going to be more money, and I went, look at me. I ordered the $70 ladder.
Right. Good.
I have to wait 3 days.
But now you have the ladder, and the neighbors can borrow it from you, Vinny.
All right. This one's interesting. A kid, let me find out where this is. Anderson, Indiana. An 8-year-old girl was out shopping with her mom last Friday. It's not clear.
That was Black Friday, right.
It's not clear why, but she decided she'd had it. She ditched her mom, jumped in the driver's seat of her mom's Jeep, and took off.
8 years old.
8 years old. Eight.
Is it standard?
It must have been automatic.
An automatic.
She ended up in a police chase. Is that your mom ordering more shampoo?
No,
hey,
it's my brother.
Oh, what's up with John?
Hey, he's coming out in February.
Hey! Can we have him in to do that one bit he did at your birthday party? I missed it.
It was elaborate.
He won't have time for
multiple characters in it. Actors and stuff.
I heard
like
it was really good, though.
It was really good.
Sure you don't want to? Mm-hmm. The audience would love it, I bet. Mm. People have been talking about it since it happened.
By people, you mean you.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen it, so I'm really... All right, then. Anyway, she took off in her mom's Jeep and ended up in a police chase, hitting speeds of 40 miles per hour.
Oh.
So that's kid.
Where is this, Indiana? Like, do they teach the kids to drive there younger, or...?
I don't know how she knew, but she refused to stop when they tried to pull her over. So they used several police cruisers to box her in and slow her down.
Oh. Good thing she knew where the brake was.
She made it about 10 miles before they finally stopped her. Oh. Mm. But she didn't put it in park, so the Jeep lurched forward and caused some minor damage on one of the cruisers. The doors were locked and she wouldn't get out, so they busted the window in. Mm. Man, what got into this kid?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we need an exorcism.
Anyway, she's been arrested.
What's going on with the mom?
I don't know. Like, mom was back at the store, probably trying stuff on.
Was she flipping out? Is she the one who called the police? Or is she just like, leave, you little brat. Maybe that kid's just a handful.
It's the kid?
I don't know.
It's the mom?
It's something. There's something going
bad
on
parenting?
There. Terrible parenting. Terrible childrening.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Women who keep rings after broken engagements are a special kind of petty, says 707.
Sometimes the guy deserves it.
What?
You heard me. Let's say we got engaged and then you went and cheated on me or did some awful thing. And, you know, why do I have to give back the ring? It was a gift, right? And you screwed up the engagement. I didn't call off.
Well, it's a contract.
If I call off. Yeah, I guess. If I call off the wedding, I believe that I should give you the ring back. But if you call off the wedding and I'm super bitter and hurt, and my heart's broken, and I'm like bleeding from my ears.
Then you should just keep the ring that you're never going to want to wear because it reminds you
of... Oh, and it has your mother's stone in it? Yeah, I'm keeping that. You bastard.
You're serious?
Yeah.
All right. Don't know if it's bringing down the property value, but this street gets tons of traffic. People want to take pictures of the street sign. Residents hate it. The street is called Goin' Your
Way.
Way.
Goin' Your
Way.
That's adorable.
5
Is there really that much traffic taking pictures of the Goin' Your Way sign?
Well,
apparently. Mm.
Is that someplace local? Is that
it looks like Sacramento. Oh. NBC would have paid Ann Curry hush money to leave, right? That's why we haven't heard a word from her all these years.
Yeah.
She did get a pay. That was when I looked it up, and that first video of her from 2012 came up.
Mm-hmm.
The main headline was she was paid millions on her exit. So I don't know if that was money, hush money, or just money owed her because they.
So maybe we won't hear from her.
They terminated her contract early.
I hadn't heard anything from her since 2015, like she disappeared.
Mm.
Oh, that's nice. That's
good job, Brittany.
Good job, Brittany.
I knew you were trying to remember what that was.
How'd you find those notes?
It just you worked it out a while ago, actually.
Yeah. Oh, you'd worked it out already?
Yeah.
I was going to say, that is not something you accidentally come across.
NBC.
Good for you.
Got to use it, finally.
Yay! For something other than a poetry slam.
202 says, I guarantee Savannah is not crying out of shock.
Hmm.
So she's ding-dong, the witch is dead?
Maybe, huh?
All right.
Boy, I hope we get more details on this.
The Matt Lauer story.
Yes, Matt Lauer, this morning when they went on the air, they said they'd been informed just as they were going on the air that Matt would not be joining them ever again. He's out. Allegations of sexual misconduct.
Yeah, and there's lots of people shocked. But OMG, Matt Lauer says 707. I mean, the shock is for real out there. Anyway. Oh, and one of the big things, remember earlier we were giving the report on the big meeting we had with the new CEO of our company and the COO and all the letters that follow? I mean, there was a bunch of heads VP. Of the company. Yeah.
They were even joking. They don't know anybody's title.
Right. Like, still,
yeah,
just
I don't want to miss
being...
any of your titles.
My title, though, in case you're wondering, is Head Reporter Alice.
Yeah.
You put that on my business card, right?
You're not news director?
News director, right.
News director slash head reporter?
Yes, Vinny.
Yes.
I'm going to take the title Senior Executive Phone Screener.
Oh, okay. Nice job.
I'm taking the title Not a Morning Person.
Anyway, a bunch of people, when we were giving the report of yesterday's big meeting, they texted in, what about interns? Do you get interns back?
We didn't ask about that, but we are for sure going to be addressing that.
We're hoping to have interns back.
Yeah.
When
well,
are you
this
it?
Morning I looked up, I Googled internships at Intercom, and they did have a program. I don't know if it's still going on because it wasn't current.
Okay.
So we'll have to ask.
Well, we had a great program. We only took kids who got college credit for it. And it's you know,
be the easiest thing to sell to them. You guys own radio stations. You want a farm league.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to train the next people who will work here.
Half the people who work in this building are former interns of ours.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In case any of you guys are listening right now, we're going to be talking about the intern. We just want to put the intern program we already had running right back in place. It was great. Bryn, a former intern.
Uh-huh.
He's an MVP over here. Mm-hmm. So many, tons of people down the hall.
Yep.
So, you know, spoiler alert, we're going to be asking for that.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.